Disclaimer. This episode is called Closing the Loop, as it is the start of season 4. The purpose of this episode is to close the loop on a few recordings that were left on the back burner. Leaving things on the back burner is leaving the loop open. So before we can blast off into an all-new season of Wake Up and Smell the Miracles, please enjoy this variety segment of Wake Up and Smell the Miracles, brought to you by True Freedom Media. I want to make one thing clear. There are no mixed messages. There are no conflicts of interest. There are no delays. If you take a perspective where you realize that this illusion or maya of conflict doesn't actually exist, that it's this messianic interconnected web, and when you stop and realize that it is all actually working out perfectly, all the stress, all the frustration, all the backlash of your own thoughts begin to wane. They begin to disappear because there are no mixed messages. In today's episode, we're going to go through a variety of messages that don't seem to go together or to flow, but are weaved perfectly for your left and right brain to accept these suggestions, to contemplate them, and to play with them in a way that is abstract and a little bit different than the linear storyline that we're all used to following. Welcome back to your favorite podcast, Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. I am your forever grateful host, Jonathan Navi. Here at Wake Up and Smell the Miracles, it's time to remind you once again that a miracle is not an exception to the rule, but the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. We have a very unique and special episode for you today, the type of the variety kind, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Let's get started. I was sitting underneath one of my favorite trees with my best friend. We were just soaking in the end of summer, feeling the crisp air on our skin, on our faces. As the summer came to a close, we were just sitting there. There was a picnic table right next to us, but we were not sitting at the picnic table. We just placed our things there. We were sitting at the base of the tree. And as I was getting lost deep in thought, going into the bliss of the moment, he turns to me and he says, "You know, John, I'm reminded that everything is perfect. Everything is in perfect timing, working out for my highest good and your highest good. This chapter ends, and the show must go on." And I look at him, and I'm just feeling what he's saying. I love it, and I'm so grateful. He then continues, "I refuse to let people influence me to become negative or frustrated. Everything unfolds in perfect timing, Navi. And there are always leads that will take you to the next step. If you follow those leads, there is no need for frustration." If you are a man listening to this podcast, I want you to know and really hear this, and more than that, I want you to feel this. You are a leading man. You are a superhero. There comes a time in all our lives, especially for men, where where all the great things that people say about you, all the fancies, all the eyelash batting, all the compliments, they will outweigh everything that you still think about that you've done wrong in your past. Something that hit hard about 2 years ago, the first time I heard it, is you are not your past mistakes. You are not your screw-ups. When I was 21 years old, six-figure income earners and millionaire mentors told me that once you start believing your accolades, you start to go downhill. And I took that to heart. It has been very difficult over the last 11 years to accept and believe all the great things that people were saying about me. But I'm telling you, once that moment hits, because it's not just one time or five times, five different times of people saying nice things about you. Once it really hits and you feel the overflow of the great outweighing the wrongs of your past, you will be humbled. You will be brought to your knees and be face to face with your mission. I said that specifically. Face to face. You will be faced with your mission. And then you will be faced with your mirror of how you've been behaving, how you've been showing up for that mission. And you will have a strength, your heart will grow, and you will finally be able to stand up. And you will not be able to tolerate another morning where you're not fired up by that mission. And that is what I am introducing you to. That is where we will begin to integrate this masculine that is necessary in the world today. So real quickly, let's get back on the conversation of ascension. There's a lot going on. A lot of spiritual readers, tarot, oracles, are out and about sharing all the wisdom from the 5Ds coming down and making it happen, right? We are in a time of change. Things are chaotic, but I believe that that chaos is actually taking us to a place of harmony and peace that we've all been craving for as a planet and as a culture and as a people, as a humanity. Therefore, some people tend to get obsessed with ascension. And if you go back to the very first episode of this podcast, I happen to be talking about the three levels of ascension. So I just want to bring it back real quick and share that ascension will always, ultimately, be in your hands. You cannot wait for this big galactic event. Ascension happens moment to moment throughout your day. As you're in different levels of ascension, you're playing different keys, different notes, like a piano. There's only 7 notes. Okay, I'm not an expert on music, but let's pretend that there's only 7 chords. And these chords move through the entirety of all the piano keys. So you can start at the low pitch. Sorry, I don't have my piano in front of me. And you can keep moving those same chords up and up, and each time you go up to the higher pitch, that is when you leave the lower vibrational frequency. That doesn't mean that you can't jump back down there for a moment to accentuate the music. See, ascension only comes in the present moment, and I like to think of those 7 metaphorical, hypothetical chords to be the lower spectrum of where you're at in consciousness and the higher spectrum of where you are in consciousness. And because we live in a universe, let's translate that to one song, we are each note to this beautiful song playing out throughout the cosmos. Therefore, as you move up the scales, you will tend to get stuck in the scales of a particular 7 chord region. That doesn't mean you can't keep going up, and that doesn't mean you have to get mad when you hit the lower notes. Take a look at where you were 10 years ago. you are much higher on that spectrum than you were back then. And I gotta tell you, that's remarkable. You are nothing short of a miracle. We live in a completely different time. There is a philosopher, an American philosopher named Ken Wilber, and he wrote a book called A Brief History of Everything. He also wrote a book called The Spectrum of Consciousness. And he talks about how most people don't go up more than four stages in their life. Meditation can take you to quantum leaps, but I feel like most people are becoming more aware and educated and are naturally, without even intending, to move up these scales. Now, stop beating yourself up. Moment to moment, you have the choice, if you have the audacity, to keep moving up those scales, to keep choosing ascension. It's okay to mess up. It's okay to make a mistake. Everybody does it. You're still in this human suit, right? So stop beating yourself up. Choose ascension without the esoteric blah, blah, blah. If that word speaks to you, make it practical. What is practical ascension to you? To me, it's getting mad when I get cut off when I'm in traffic and choosing not to get mad, you know? It's really driving home and living towards that target that really is only at the seat of your being. And you know I love to talk about being seated at the throne of your being. And all that means is you're living in your harmony, in your balance. You are resourceful enough to handle shit when things go down. You don't need to meet somebody's anger. You can observe and then dominate from there. Because it's all an emotional and psychological and mental affair. The physical is what comes out once we've worked the alchemy within. The truth is, we live for memories. Think about it. We're conditioned to live for memories. From birthday cards, holiday cards, to growing through our school learning and having yearbooks where people write messages. Messages of gratitude, messages of have a great summer, messages of memories. We live for those memories. And what are memories created from? They are created from experiences. And in a year like 2020, where we're locked down and told we have to stay inside this box called our home, we cannot go back to the box called the cubicle because people's safety is at stake. During this, we're really put in a position where our memories are transformed, or our experiences are transformed into something a lot different than we're used to when it comes to creating memories. Yes, we'll all remember the year 2020 with our Zoom calls, with our grocery shopping, with our creativity of how can we make an adventure in this particular situation. So really think about how you can make everything an adventure. I was blessed 10 years ago to have that prompt. I had 77 prompts. One of them was practice making everything an adventure. Going to the grocery store, going for a walk around the block, cleaning your house, cleaning your bathroom. It may sound a little bit delusional or cheesy, but it is much more fun, much more fulfilling to make everything an adventure, especially when it comes to what we've been talking about, that nothing happens by accident. There is no conflict of interest. Everything is really, every circumstance is put in your face and in your life to realign. You're always being prompted to realign because everything is working out in your favor. Now, I really want to implore you to go out today as much as you can and tomorrow and to start living your life from this sense of gratitude of the adventure called your life. Some stuff is gonna suck. There's nothing wrong with feeling that and embracing it and accepting it, but you have to accept it. And it's easier to accept once you know that these are memories that you have control over. I believe I've talked about it in the past before, where this is really just a memory. And because you are aware and conscious enough to know that this is a memory, you now have the ability to alter that memory. If you're having a shitty experience, remember, this is a memory. So what are you going to do differently to alter this particular memory into something more pleasant, something more harmonious? Because what you're dealing with is within you. We're all collectively being dragged around by this pandemic and government issued mandates. More than that, what's important is your internal world. I was just listening to the song Lose Yourself from the movie 8 Mile by the poet Marshall Bruce Mathers III, or as you know him, Chicka Chicka Slim Shady Eminem. And there's something special about you only get one shot. But here's the truth of the matter. You're going to get plenty of shots. If you miss your one shot, that's not the end, friend. No. You're going to get plenty of shots, but the mindset of this may be the only opportunity that I got is what's going to propel you every time you're presented with an opportunity that has the potential to catapult you to the next level and phase of your life. And that mindset is something that I remember Adam Levine talking about many years ago, before he was the sexiest man alive. People Magazine's sexiest man alive. And it stuck with me. And that is, don't wait for your ass to be on the line in order to perform like your ass is on the line. And that's where that mindset comes in. This may be the only opportunity that I got. And if you stand strong, if you stand grounded like a tall oak tree with all your gifts, all your vision, all your passion, and deliver with that intensity every single time, you will get noticed. You will have that calling card. And the universe, your colleagues and peers that you look up on the stage right now, will hear your song, will hear your voice, and be like, yeah, that's the person. That's my dog. That's the homie. I've been waiting for a colleague like him. I've been waiting for a colleague like her. Because when you elevate, integrate, and associate all the things that you find to be great and holy, associate it with yourself and your gift. And if you don't want to put your ego into it, say it's not me, it's source flowing through me, then go ahead. That is fine. But don't wait for your ass to be on the line to perform like it's on the line. This may be the only opportunity that you got, with the safety and knowing that there are plenty of opportunities. Then you become the person that can pick and choose. You can perform your greatest and an opportunity is presented to you. But what if that opportunity is out of integrity and it's not really for you? Then you can comfortably say, no, thank you. Because you are the free agent. You are in high demand, and now it's your time to pick and choose your opportunities. Now let's talk about something that, as a human being on the earth, you literally cannot predict or plan for. And that thing is life's crazy circumstances, the stuff that catches you off guard, blindsides you, and sometimes literally feels like a freaking train just hit you. That stuff sucks, and it must be addressed, and you can't just put a cover or a band-aid over it, thinking that if I don't look at it, it'll just heal by itself. No, my friends, you literally have to look at the thing that's bugging you. And you have to address it. Sometimes you address it in a very messy way, and that's okay. Because the most important thing
is that it gets addressed. Otherwise, it turns and festers into something just gross, an analogy I don't want to use, like a wound you have to debride. All that stuff, you know? If you have a lot of these teachings in your back pocket and then show up, if you take the time to, as Scar said from The Lion King, be prepared, then a lot of this stuff that's going to blindside you won't catch you so off guard. And that's kind of the point. In my opinion, that's why you read the books. Fictional books, non-fictional books, autobiographies, biographies. It's why you watch the fictional TV shows. It's why you engage in the documentaries. It's why you investigate experience. Because at the end of the day, storytelling and entertainment is a fictionalized experience that was nonfiction at some point for somebody, maybe, if we're not going too deep into the sci-fi stuff. But really, we are experiencing life by what we watch, what we listen to, who we hang around with, where our attention goes, energy flows, and that is kind of like filling up your cup. And it begins overflowing into every area of your life. I remember being in sixth grade watching Friends and learning that Ross was a paleontologist. And at that time that episode aired, we were also studying paleontology in class. Flash forward a couple, you know, decades later, I go see the Eternals with my kids. And we homeschool them, and I get to be the history teacher. And guess what? A lot of the stuff that the Eternals covers in human history is what we're learning in class as well. Why is that? Perhaps it's because where our attention goes, it overflows into other areas of our life. So as we're talking about being prepared, what that means is not skipping your journal entries. Not skipping that podcast or the 10 pages that you read. It means getting back to reflecting. What does it mean to you? What does anything mean to you? Because nothing has any meaning save the meaning you give it. And you have been given the opportunity to create your own meaning. To really bless the world by the type of meaning that life takes on for you. Because just as I'm attempting, I'm doing my part to spread permission slips of being your authentic self, of being a freaking weirdo, of living life on joy. You are a permission slip for those around you. What you normalize normalizes itself around you. What you fill your cup with overflows into the environment that you have been entrusted to lead. And every single human being, anyone listening to this particular podcast, is a natural born leader. We're all naturally born leaders, but we have to shape our leadership in the fashion that most inspires us, that feels more authentic to us. And sometimes that means speaking in a quieter, slower voice. Other times, it's really bringing the passion and allowing it to just burst through you because you can't really stop a fountain whose time has come to burst. And that's just me. I like the dynamics of playing with the levels. What do you like? The more you read, the more you listen, the more you reflect, the more prepared you are for whatever life is going to throw your way. Because if one thing is for certain is that life is life, and it is an adventure, and it's super magical. And if you got your mind on, if you got your heart on, if you are firing on all cylinders, it's that time. It's that time to really give us what you got, what you really got, what means the most to you. That is the only way any of this works. I have my own music. I have my own rhythm and cadence that I have grown accustomed to, that I have shifted and shaped and been led to. This is the deal for me. And I'm always open to growing. But where are you so set in yourself? Where if you were to be asked, hey buddy, who do you think you are? You'd be able to answer with the most elegance, nonchalant certainty, because you know who you are. And you've been granted the opportunity to light up someone's day. That's what I like to do. I like to light up your day, whether it's a small interaction or a good half an hour on this podcast. I want to go there with you, and I want to have fun doing it. And that requires knowing myself to the degree where I don't have to think about it, and I just show up and boom, this romantic, eloquent, fun, extraordinary, adventurous, communicative dance is happening between us. I feel like you're here right now, and I hope you're having a marvelous day. Who's familiar with the term closing the loop? Now, something that I became aware of early on in my development was that if you don't close the loop, you're gonna go crazy. Now, what that means is we open a conversation, we open a tab, we are looking for something, and then our attention gets veered off and taken somewhere else because there's always a million little things that are super important that you have to take care of. And a way to close the loop is to always be aware of where we're at in the experience. Whatever experience loop you're trying to close. Some of you still have a loop open from 16 years ago of when you were in high school and somebody said this and that, and you carry that shit around, and people can tell, you know, it doesn't look good on you. So I do encourage you to drop the weight, drop the baggage. And this is why the forgiveness exercise is so gosh darn important to do seasonally, so that you don't carry around gunk you don't realize you're still carrying until all of a sudden you have an outburst. And then you have to sign up for therapy and coaching and everything, and so that everything's revealed and everything's great. These little snack size tips are so that you can avoid some of the long-term stuff that's just going to happen because it's life. It's just a little bit of maintenance along the way that may help you just enough for the right thing for you. What that is, I have no clue. That's up for you to uncover. Point being here, close the loop. Close the loop. Close the tab. Say your last thing that you want to say. Get it off your chest. Come to terms with the way things are. You can accept things kicking your feet, stomping your feet, or you can accept things and be free. You just accept it, close it, find a resolve within you. You do not need anybody else. You can involve someone else. But closing the loop, just like forgiveness, is mostly for you. For your peace of mind, so that you are more intact and resourceful when life calls you to step up and lead. And you can either wait for life to give you the invitation or realize that you gotta call yourself. Pick yourself, especially if you think you're not ready and you've been doing this for a while. It's time for you to close all the loops so that you can truly live a life of fulfillment, so that you can truly give your gift that others are suffering from them not having because you're not showing up. You gotta show up. You're never gonna be ready. You're gonna actualize, get to a place, and then something is still gonna catch you off guard and take you off your little ego pedestal. And that's okay. We need the ego to drive us to keep moving forward, but we need a humble pie so that when that shit comes out of left field, we're still okay. We know how to handle things because we're prepared enough. You know, there's a level of preparedness that's an obsession. that can take over your life and deplete from every aspect that's important to you: love, health, wealth, and self-expression. That's why the casual balance, you know, they say you don't want to be casual with your life, or you end up being a casualty. And that's a silly little saying. But that's what relaxed intensity is. You're casual without dropping the ball. You got it together. That's what people mean when they say you make it look so effortless. Yeah, that's because you've been doing this for a long time, and it's called unconscious competence. You intended, you used your will to get yourself to a place of adequacy, of some sort of psychological worthiness. But at the end of the day, it doesn't mean anything, because it's just the way it is. And you are that type of person that now has the ability to handle it, whatever it may be, come what may. That's the goal, isn't it? To not know what's coming, but be prepared for anything, and to handle it very, very well. That can only happen when you trim the weeds that are no longer necessary. That maintenance. Close the loop. Forgive. Do your thing. Close the loop. On behalf of the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, my name is Jonathan Navi. It is an honor and a privilege to be back after our hiatus. I have full confidence that you're in for an adventurous world of magic as we launch into season 4 of Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. We have a lot of dynamic episodes. We are growing and constantly evolving and hopefully becoming better. So, as we like to do here at Wake Up and Smell the Miracles, we love to remind you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule, but the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that is the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. It's truly amazing to have you listen in, to get the feedback that you send me through the DMs, through the text messages, through the emails, through whatever form of communication you have found to reach the director of Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. We take it in. We hear it. We appreciate you. We celebrate you. And that's why we're here. So we're very excited for you to join us on this excellent 18-episode journey of season 4 of Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. It is for you. So keep on tuning in. We're grateful to bring it. And we see and vision a most marvelous and prosperous life for you. Thank you so much again. I am your forever grateful host, Jonathan Navi, and I cannot praise you or this experience enough. Thank you. This is Jonathan Eleazar Navi, and I just want to thank you for tuning in and showing up for yourself. Every time you tune into the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, the messages are for you, and the impact is what you do with those messages and how you integrate them within yourself. If you feel that this podcast has brought value to you or could bring value to somebody that you love and care about, please send them to our Instagram page, Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. You can also find us at Luminous Navigation and for a roundtable for men to be seen, heard, understood, and to break through what new possibilities could look like, you can also find us at The Leading Man Initiative on Instagram. Feel free to send this episode or any of your favorite Wake Up episodes to anyone that you feel could benefit from the messages here. Remember to BYOM, bring your own magic. Until next time, have a phenomenal day.